Frank, what's the big takeaway from the Orlando Board of Realtors March numbers? Was there a stunner or two in there?
There sure was. Housing prices were up a dramatic 22% compared to last year at this time, and that's a huge increase.
Why was there such a huge jump in home prices?
Well, there's a couple of reasons. The biggest reason is that the volume of distressed sales that had been accounting for upwards of 70% of total sales a couple of years ago has gone down now to less than 40%. And so that pushing down of price caused by the distressed sales is no longer there. So it's sort of like driving your car with your foot on the gas and your foot on the brake. You lift your foot off the brake, even if you don't put more foot on the gas, you're going to go a lot faster. And that's kind of what happened here.
Can we expect an increase to continue going forward? And if so, will it continue to be this dramatic?
I certainly think that we'll see prices rise going forward, but certainly not this dramatically. In terms of prices going forward, there is a huge volume of pending sales that is more than triple the amount of sales that actually occurred, which was 2,600 sales, which was a lot of sales, up 7% compared to last year. But the pendings are running at almost 9,000. So there will be higher sales going forward. The inventory of homes for sale is very low. At current sales rates, that inventory is only 5 months' worth of sales. Typically, the inventories would be 6 to 9 months. So the inventory is tight and the pending sales are high. Employment and tourism seem to be pretty good. So the fundamentals are supporting these home sales. But 22%, no, it won't continue at that rate because remember that much of the reason for the increase at that spectacular rate was because of a reduction in distress sales. Eventually, there'll be no more distress sales, so they can't continue to support pricing.
So this is more of a one-time thing instead of an ongoing spectacular rate.
Yeah, I think so. It's what we're seeing is a reversion of price to their more natural level in a normally operating market instead of at the distress levels caused by that huge volume of distress sales going through the system.
So if people were worrying that we were headed for another housing bubble, would you say probably not?
Probably not. Very unlikely.
Hank, can numbers and statistics sometimes be not quite as dramatic as they seem?
Absolutely. For example, this 22% increase comes after a significant 40% decline in price from their peak. But more importantly for our listeners, percentages can be very confusing. For example, consider if a house sold for $100 and the price went down by 20%, the price would go to $80.
Okay.
If the price then subsequently goes up the same 20% that it fell, the price only goes up to $96. It doesn't go back to $100.
Hmm.
So use of percentages can be very distorting.
How do these numbers measure up to pre-recession home prices?
Well, we're still way off from pre-recession home prices in every market in Florida. Prices fell 40 to 60% from their peaks, depending upon the marketplace. Prices are up 20 to 30% in most markets in Florida, so they have a long way to go yet. And remember that up and down percentages don't work exactly at the same magnitude. So in order to recoup a 60% loss, prices from the bottom would have to go up 80 or 90%.
I think you touched on this before, but what are some of the basic factors that influence home prices in Orlando and statewide, and what do you expect from these factors going forward specifically?
Sure. Well, as we discussed, the volume of distressed sales in the market makes a big impact on prices in the short run. Over the longer term, fundamental forces will prevail, and so employment growth, population growth, and the demand and supply in the marketplace will really be the things that drive those prices. I think we'll see some sustained gains in prices in Florida over the next 3 years, but I think it'll be more like at the 5 to 7% level. Our population growth, I think, will be very good over the next few years, along with our employment growth, and those will fundamentally support home prices.
Do you think we are headed for a housing shortage?
No, I don't think so. We have a great capacity to proliferate supply, as we've seen, and there is a huge volume of lots that have been entitled but not yet built. So there's plenty of capacity, and if you fly over Florida sometime, you'll see that even with almost 20 million people, there's still a whole lot of empty Florida.
Thank you very much, Hank.
It's a pleasure, Nicole.